Vincent, we've just finished playing 18 holes of golf in Buncloddy, and we played off the back tees today because Ken Leach is captain's prize and the two of us are fairly exhausted. It was a great test of golf. It's a lovely course, as everybody knows, but you'd normally be at the Olympics. I think you've been at the last six, so how did you miss this one?
Well, I made a decision in early March, Liam, that I have an underlying health condition, which I'm kind of checked by a consultant every six weeks. So it just didn't make any sense looking forward. You know, obviously I wasn't vaccinated at that stage. I have been fully vaccinated now, but I just thought it didn't make any sense. And she thought the same. It didn't make any sense for me going in that situation. A unique situation that these Olympics are taking place in. And so that's basically why I decided in early March that I wouldn't go.
It's making great viewing at the moment, even though the hours are a bit staggered for us, if you were prepared to stay up all night.
Yeah, which I'm not, I have to admit. I'm getting too old for it. So certainly get up for the program 9 to 11 and catching up on everything. It's been brilliant. Really enjoyed it. The roars living up to everything that we thought they would. And, you know, the boxers now have a medal on board, obviously, with Aidan Walsh. And Kelly Harrington, I think, probably still has a great chance.
And Walker still has a chance.
And Kurt Walker. You know, they're all in with a shout now, but at least, you know, after the blank they drew in London, or sorry, in Rio, it's back in, you know, in credit again for the boxers, which is great to see.
And improving athletes, you know, athletics, I think it's something we should have always done better in, but maybe it's the climate at times, training in the winter. It's like a golfer having to train in the winter, but athletics, there is an improvement. There's a lot of good crop of young athletes coming through, isn't there?
Oh, there is. There's a huge variety. What we have coming through, which we never had in my lifetime, Liam, is sprinters. We've actually these explosive sprinters. We saw that girl at the European Under 20 Championships, two gold medals. She's going to be some talent over the next probably three or four Olympic Games. I think it's. It's also refreshing. It's not just in the track and field, which obviously has started now. We're seeing swimming, which, you know, has had its shameful episodes over in recent times. And to see, you know, Mona McSharry and you know, what she did, getting to an Olympic final against all odds, it's fantastic to see. So I think right across the board, the performances have been good. I've certainly really enjoyed it, and I think there's a couple more medals to come probably.
Now, Davy Fitzgerald, I know that you're a good friend of his, and he's decided to call time early, probably, you know, but 5 years. Do you feel it's right for him to have made this call?
I do, Liam. I spoke to Davy briefly last Wednesday night. I knew he was thinking about this, and I actually think it's probably right for him. But maybe more importantly, it's right for Wexford. I think, you know, that they've had 5 years together. 2019 was fantastic. I really think Wexford could have won that All-Ireland very easily in 2019. They had Tip all at sea. John McGrath sent off. Wexford 5 points up. And I thought everything about Wexford's movement in that first half particularly, it bamboozled Tip. And I'm a Tip man, and I just thought there's no way out of this for Tip. They can't cope with this. And I think, you know, the last 20 minutes, obviously Wexford people will look at it, well, what did we do wrong? But in Tip, I can tell you this, those last 20 minutes in the 2019 semi-final have gone down as 20 minutes of the best hurling from that Tip team seen in the last 10 years. And that's the feeling, that they showed such heart, such incredible heart. The likes of Ronan Maher standing up and being counted. You know, because I was standing at that match beside my cousin Ken Hogan, whose son, obviously Brian Hogan, was in goals for Tip, and Ken was extremely emotional after that game because he knew how hard Tip had to dig, and there is that kind of feeling about Tip that they've, when they win things, they win things with all this flair and stylish hurling, but maybe they can't dig out the ugly wins. I'll tell you, that day they were deep in crisis and they dug it out. And so Tip people would look on that day very differently to Wexford people, but only in the sense that they think what Tip did in those last 20 minutes was phenomenal, rather than, you know, Wexford feeling that they let it slip. But works for that day. And you know, going back to the Leinster final that year against Kilkenny, the discipline of that Wexford team, not giving away scoreable frees to TJ Reid, which we know he can do from 80, 90 yards. You're just giving them a point. I thought Wexford that day, Wexford in 2019 were outstanding. Last year was a shambles, it was a disaster. Everyone's trying to figure out COVID and getting the fitness levels right. Wexford got it wrong. I think Davy knows that. This year, I thought they should have beaten Kilkenny. I remember speaking to you the week before that game and you said they'll beat Kilkenny. And everything about their performance that day suggested they should have beaten Kilkenny. And you think of that Hawkeye decision at the death where Conor McDonald puts the ball in the net and Wexford have won the game. And Hawkeye decides, no, the ball was over the bar for us. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. And that just felt so cruel. And I certainly felt when that game went to extra time, Wexford were out on their feet. I just couldn't see them winning that game in extra time.
The type of game that Davy evokes, you know, the running game,
exactly.
You have to be fit.
The high intensity, running off the shoulder, everyone moving all the time. Once it went beyond 70 minutes, I just thought, these guys have given everything. I can't see it. And then obviously the performance against Clare, those first 12 minutes, what went wrong? I mean, I said it to Davy. I said, well, what the hell happened? And he said, I don't know. It's like, I just thought Wexford looked incredibly nervous in that first 12 minutes and they were making schoolboy errors. The movement was poor. There was no kind of targets up front to go for. And everything about Wexford in that first 12 minutes was last year revisited. And then they came and they started to dig in and hurl. And do you know what, Liam? They should have beaten Clare that day. They really should have beaten Clare that day. And, you know, I think how people look on Davy Fitz and Wexford, the 5 years would probably be looked on very differently if they'd won that day. And they were very close to it.
What will his legacy be?
Well, it's obviously a Leinster title. You know, Wexford hadn't won Leinster since 2004. So, and when he took over, I'm not sure many people saw a Leinster title in the Wexford team. And I think you know, if you look at their record in the National League, they were always very respectable in the National League. So they're a proper Division One team, I think, he's leaving behind. Probably feel themselves they could have got more. I think they'll feel, as I said, 2019 was an All-Ireland they could have won. But I honestly think that Wexford, whoever they get, and I hope they get a really good manager, because there's so much talent there. And if you can uncork the likes of a Rory O'Connor, who, if you can find the right role for him, I think he'll make hay against any team. And Lee Chin, what an athlete, what a player, what a man. The Matthew O'Hanlons, the Lee Morgan McGoverns. I thought Lee Morgan in that Kilkenny game was just terrific. Dee O'Keefe. And I know from talking to Davy, I've known Davy over 20 years, those guys have a special place in his heart. He really means everything he says and what he said in his statement. Their friendship's made for life, he feels. And he feels a bond with this Wexford team that, you know, he won an All-Ireland with his own county, Clare, in 2013. And I don't think he has the same bond with that team at all.
Will he leave with a heavy heart?
Oh, big time. Big time. He was very torn when I spoke to him on Wednesday, because he's afraid that these players will maybe see it as him walking out on them. But I think he just feels that maybe they need to hear another voice, that maybe it's time that they got some bit of freshness into that dressing room. And do you know what? That journey, that cruel drive from 6 Mile Bridge, I do not know how he did that 3 times a week. Honest to God, anyone who ever wants to try that drive, and just imagine doing that 3 times a week and getting home at 1 or 1:30 in the morning. And that was just such a, it was such a commitment he made. But he made it with a smile, because he always said, look, I love arriving into training in Ferns, or be it Wexford Park or wherever. I just love walking in and these people are around me, because they're just such warm people.
And, you know, where does he go? Where does Davy go from here now? And I suppose it'll be, maybe he'll take time out, and maybe he needs time out.
Yeah, it's a hard one to say, because he's a guy who doesn't like sitting around the house, Liam, as you know, and he's full of, he's a bundle of energy. He wants to go all the time. I don't know. He's still involved with the bridge, obviously. They're going for three in a row, Clare titles. So I'd say that'll be his priority now with Tim Crowe. If there's no county job out there that I can see on the horizon at the moment, you know, I don't really know. Is there anything going to come up? The end of the season, we'll know if there's a job there, if someone wants him or if he wants it. I don't know, but certainly when I was talking to him, it was Wexford was the only thing on the table, and that was the only decision he was making.
Do you feel that if the period from when he announced or the period from the last game, if it had been longer, do you think he might have changed his mind again?
Yeah, I'd say in the last 48 hours he might have changed his mind 10 times, you know, as I say, and that's down to the warmth he feels for these players, this group, the Wexford people, the Wexford supporters. They never ever gave him any sourness, which, as we all know, there's an element in Clare that he's encountered that with. I think he's very torn, Liam, and I think absolutely, if you know, maybe he just needed to make the decision quickly. I don't know if Sharon was talking to him about it, but he was so torn on Wednesday that there's no way to go for the next 2 or 3 months feeling like that. You need clarity, and I think, like I said, probably his feeling in the end was, these guys have been listening to me for 5 years, and it's high intensity with Davey. You know, you go into those training sessions, there's no sitting around chatting. Once the whistle goes and they start, they go for it. And you know, 5 years of that intensity, maybe it is the logical and the rational time to change it up.
Of course, he's a completely different individual outside hurling, as we both know. His kindness, his work for charity, stuff that he does that's unseen. And, you know, he doesn't want any publicity for that, but he is a different animal away from the sideline, isn't he?
If there's one word I would use to describe Davey, and I think it's his greatest quality, and maybe some people would say in hurling terms it's a weakness, but he has a really deep, intense loyalty to people. If he feels that people will go to war for him, by God, he'll go to war for you in return. And do you know, it's a very simple thing, Liam. I love that quality in somebody, that sense of loyalty to you. And I can say hand on heart that I know 10 of Davey's really good friends. And if they were in trouble in any way, he'd give them his last penny. That's the type of fella he is. He'd do it almost to a stupid point, because that's what he feels life is about, being loyal to people, having friendships that last. And I think that's why he finds the whole Clare thing very difficult and very strained, because he doesn't see that loyalty in others. I mean, you go back when he was a pundit, when he was doing a column for the Star, and he was never comfortable doing it, but there was no way, even if, you know, Anthony Daly had some very difficult days as a Dublin manager at the time, and there was no way under the sun that Davey Fitz was ever going to be critical of him. It made him a poor pundit, but, it, you know, to me, it made him a good friend.
Of course, when you look back, he has made mistakes. Who hasn't?
Absolutely.
You know, he's made mistakes. Some will argue he should have taken on Clare up front and various things, but... You know, at least he was loyal to his guns, stuck to his guns, stuck to his players, and, you know, that was his style. And whoever Wexford will come in now, it'll probably be a different style. I heard the name William Maher mentioned, a Tipperary man who had the Tipperary job, except Sheedy came in at the last minute to take the job, didn't he?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what the comings and goings
of politics there was
of that time.
Something happened that time.
Well, obviously, you know, Liam Sheedy is the friendship with Declan Kelly, who is the 10-year sponsorship of Tip. So I'm not entirely sure how that panned out. I mean, you'd have thought Liam Cahill would have been a front runner for the job at the time as well, and look at the job he's doing with Waterford. Look, whoever comes in, you know, absolutely, categorically, 100% Davey made mistakes, and, you know, we're chatting about this. You know, maybe he needed to broaden that squad a bit more, and we saw it in extra time, fellas coming back on, you know, who probably had run themselves into the ground, you know, probably needed a deeper squad. I don't know, you'd know better than me. Is there talent there that should have been used? Davey himself will probably have regrets that he didn't throw different people in at different times. He'll have questions about, his own style as well? Did it become too regimented at times, too prescriptive?
And was it figured out?
And, you know, but he's, look, he's a very clever coach, and his CV stands up there with anyone in the game. And he's, the, you know, he's gone to three counties and had success in all three. And look what he's doing with his club. The guy has a really smart hurling tactical brain, but everyone makes mistakes, and I'm sure, you know, he looks back on his 5 years, and there's probably three or four days where he feels he got it wrong, and then other days where just the team was flat, and you get those days when a team just doesn't spark, and we've seen it happen. Everyone, we've seen even Limerick this year, you know, the day against Cork where they got the two goals just coming up to half time that changed the game, but they were very flat. And look at them in the first half against Tip, you know, 10 points down at half time. It can happen. A team just doesn't come out. And that definitely has happened Wexford under Davy a few times, whether it was his fault or whether it was the team's fault or players' fault, who knows? But of course he'll have regrets, and I'm sure the players will have regrets. But do you know what? You know, there were friendships made, and you think of Gazzy Collins going down there and the love the players showed him, and Gazzy had his awful time he went through right in the middle of the Wexford thing. I think the most important thing is the Leinster title won in 2019 and the friendships made, Liam. I think they'll stand the test of time.
Thanks, Vincent. We need a rest now after our exploits today.
I'm going home to bed.
Thanks, Vincent.